The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now, we've been spoiled with an abundance of tasty food available to us on demand, but now we're forced to channel our inner Nigella, or maybe our inner Gordon Ramsay, to come up with creative dishes in our own kitchens. One of Ireland's leading chefs, Nevin Maguire, proprietor of McNean House and Restaurant in Blacklyon, has come to our rescue and joins us now. Nevin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning to all your listeners. I know it's a difficult time for everyone, you know, but I think something good is going to come out of this because more people are going to cook at home, and that's what we're doing. There's chefs all over the country through the Board B, a quality kitchen cook-along, that are showing people some lovely, beautiful family favourite recipes that they can do very quickly. So I think that's important.
And you can hashtag quality kitchen cook along to get access to all of that. Nevin, you've had to close McNean House.
That's broken my heart. 31 years open, and then, you know, you have to tell 70 odd staff that, listen, you're temporarily made redundant. And it was a decision that myself and Imelda like took fairly quickly. It didn't feel right to be open, to be honest with you. First and foremost, public health and our safety of our staff was very, very important. So yeah, it's strange. Like, I'm speaking to you, I'm in the restaurant and it's totally empty, you know, and Blacklyon is like a ghost town, like every little other village, and the whole message is to stay in, be safe. And that's one good thing that's, I think, going to come out of this. More people are cooking at home. I've had a fantastic engagement with people. Food is just so important. We all have to eat every day. And I think people cooking together as a family, I think it's the greatest skill that we can give our children.
Now, you sent out a tweet offering to help people with their recipes. What sort of response did you get?
Do you know what? They were given out to me in the office because I saw this kind of coming down the track, and I knew we were going to have to close and people were going to be doing more cooking. I had nearly 400 emails in 24 hours. I never had a response like it in my life. And I wanted to kind of give people encouragement, not kind of, if they wanted to do any questions and answers on Twitter, on Instagram, like I do videos. My wife Imelda's my camera woman, so we do the recipes, like even for the Board B Quality Kitchen. And by the way, all the recipes are on boardbia.ie, just for all your listeners if they want to go on to some lovely recipes. But so I've had a lot of fun doing it. I've never cooked as much at home in my life, but I'm loving it, loving the time with the twins, to be honest with you. But would I rather have the business up and running and employing people and bringing people to this part of the world? Yes, that will happen. I said goodbye to all the staff. I said, this is not good. I said, this is not goodbye. This is good luck. We'll see you soon. So please, God, we'll all get through this safe and sound and just look after one another. And yeah, I suppose I wanted to inspire people, Pat. And something we did for the local community, to myself and a couple of my team here, we cooked some, you know, meals and soups and wheaten bread. It was very simple food. But then we got some local people to distribute it for people living on their own. Then we sent some into Sligo Hospital, because I think in Ireland we have a fantastic community spirit, and one thing, it brings the good out of people, just showing that we care for one another and to try and help people, because as we know, the frontline workers, what they're going through, my God, God bless them all. It's tough.
Now, they're doing great work, and we all are proud of them, and we commend them. Meantime, at home, you've got people who were used to kind of instant food and going to the supermarket, maybe buying ready meals or, you know, stuff that was easy to do. And now they're looking at a leg of lamb in the eye and they're saying, what do I do? Or a chicken. I've never roasted chicken in my life. What do I do?
Well, first of all, the most important thing when you are shopping and you're buying, make sure it's Irish. You're looking for the Board B Equality mark. So that's the message that we're trying to portray. We're supporting Irish farmers and producers. So for me, like something in it, like as simple as a chicken, some lovely fresh thyme if you have it, or dried thyme is fine, some lemon in the cavity of the chicken, and you could also do some nice onion and garlic. Put some vegetables on the tray. That can be onions, carrots, red onions is lovely in this, a little bit of water. So you'll roast the chicken in about an hour and 20, an hour and 30 minutes, depending on the size of the chicken. Now, lamb on the bone, the leg of lamb is delicious. And what I usually do with the point of a knife, Pat, is I put little kind of like incisions in, and I put in some slices of garlic and rosemary. Then what I get is our lovely humble potatoes, the rooster potatoes. I slice it with the skin on. I'll wash them first, slice them onto a tray with some onions, a little bit of herbs, thyme, rosemary. Rosemary's great with lamb. And then what I do is pour some chicken stock over that. Put your leg of lamb onto that. So they're called boulanger potatoes. Very fancy, but all they are just sliced potatoes and onions cooked in stock. And you roast the lamb in the oven. That'll take about an hour and 30, hour and 40 minutes. So So don't cut the potatoes too thin, cut them nice and thick, and then bake your lamb, or roast your lamb, excuse me, in the oven at about maybe 160, 170. So it's nicely golden brown, succulent and moist. And as you know, we have fantastic lamb, fantastic meat, great produce in Ireland. And that's one thing we're trying to just remind people, when you go shopping, even if it's only once a week or to your local shop, try and buy as much local and support local producers.
Well, you and your cinematographer, Imelda, are going to do a video of the roasting of lamb, and you're going to put it on your own Instagram page and also on the Bord Bia page, so people can actually see how it's done.
Absolutely. From start to finish, we'll be talking about, you know, how you roast the lamb, slice the potatoes. You know, this may be a little bit longer than most videos, because really we want the videos to be quite quick, that people can follow them. And you know, because they're cooking every day, just give people a little inspiration, tips. So we're having a lot of fun. And I'm going to tell Imelda her new job description now, Pat. She'd be delighted with that. But at the end of the day, Easter's going to be very different for each and every one of us. The most important thing is we're with family, we're safe, we can still eat well. I think that's really important. And they're all the key messages that we need to keep reminding us. This will pass and we'll get through this, and please God, we'll be bigger, better and stronger from it. We'll learn something good will come out of this. For me, it's about cooking. I think more people with their family, with their children, will definitely be better cooks. Maybe not Jamie Oliver or Gordon Ramsay, but they'll be able to cook some lovely food at home, and that's what it's all about, I think.
Well, the best meal I ever had in my life was in McNean House. I have no hesitation in saying that. And I look forward to the month. Let's hopefully it's not the year, but the month when you reopen, because you're a huge loss to the culinary map.
Well, thank you, Pat. And, you know, like every restaurant every business, everyone is affected from this. And, you know, we will. I'm very positive person. And I know we're celebrated 31 years, you know, this year. And we certainly will continue on when we reopen, whenever we're advised. We're only as good as the team that we have, as you know, like your own team there, your radio show. You know, it's about everyone to have 70 people odd employed in Black Lion. It's a fantastic achievement. So we miss working with them. We miss meeting them every day. They're part of our family. But please God, you know, not in the too distant future, we'll be up and running and back. But in the meantime, we'll be cooking at home, Pat. Cooking a storm, please God.
Cooking a storm. Well, the whole campaign is Bord Bia Quality Comforts campaign. And along with Nevin, Rory O'Connell and Shane Smith and Catherine Fulvio, you can get all sorts of recipes and videos and help to improve your cooking. As I say, you've time in your hands, so why not give it a go? Nevin McGuire, proprietor of McNean House and Restaurant. Thank you, Nevin, very much for joining us.